Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Thursday, December 12th, Mia.
December 12th. Flying by. Getting closer.
I know. I love it. I just love the festive air, you know, or the festive mood in the air, I guess. You know, and like I told you, the malls are like, you know, they're just exploding with people.
Yeah, I know. We bursting touched on that seams. Subject yesterday.
Yeah.
Crazy shoppers. Yeah. Insaneness.
So you said you're not going to shop here. You're going to shop in Chicago when you go. Okay.
Yeah, I always do that. Even when I'm shopping for myself. Like if I'm buying, you know, new clothes or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, my mommy complex. Like I need her to like approve everything that, you know, because I know she'll be honest if something looks good on me or not.
Right.
You know, she'll be like, oh, that's good. Like, oh, that's not that cute. You can find it. You can find something way hotter. That dress is too long. You shorten it up a bit.
Yeah. Huh?
It's like the opposite, you know, like most moms would be like, oh no, like we need to, you know, cover that up a little bit. And she's like, eh.
Yeah. No.
She's like, find one that's tighter. Show off your, you know, your body. I'm like, okay, Ma. That's why I like shopping with her. Cause she'll like, honestly tell me like, you know, what makes me look the best.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So I went to that event last night, what do they call it?
Babe, the W?
Yeah.
I had quite
Babes
a few
for Toys
there.
Or,
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
And, I'm guessing it's like a Toys for Tots kind of thing.
It is,
but it's
it is exactly.
Something else. Okay.
You know, so I go there and, you know, it's at the W Hotel, you know, which was nice. Yeah. So I went there and there's a line and I'm getting to the door and she's like, do you have a toy? I'm like, no, I don't have a toy. Nobody told me I needed to bring
one. What? Well, that's the whole point. It's like a toy drive.
You, I know, like, but nobody told me.
Bring the toy because you donate. That's the whole point of the
But I was invited by someone. They never said once you have to bring a toy. So I felt like so stupid, you know, and I told her, I said, well, I'm not going to go and buy a toy now. She says, okay, so you can just give us $20. I said, okay.
Okay.
I gave him the $20. I hope she didn't pocket it or anything.
There
but, you know, whatever.
I hope not. I mean, that stuff is for, you know.
Yeah, well, that would be on her conscience if she does that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not.
So all the beautiful people of L.A. were there. Mm-hmm. I don't think even one missed out. They were all gorgeous. Everybody.
Everybody at the W?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was gorgeous at that party. And it was pretty nice, actually. You know, I mean, a lot of people. But I realized, you know what? It's like I don't belong in the nightlife anymore. Not at those parties, you know. I mean, it's 20s and 30-year-olds, you know. And the thing is, I don't feel like I belong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at people like my age there, they kind of like don't look like they belong either. And I'm thinking, you know, what the hell? You know, yes, I was invited to it and everything. But I don't know, all this club scene and everything, that's, you know, I wouldn't find my crowd there.
I mean, the W's not, well, yeah, I guess I can kind of see what you're saying. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to the W. But yeah, I mean, it's a very, like, upscale, you know, venue, I guess you could say. But
yeah, it is.
It's, yeah, the crowd is definitely, like, I definitely see, you know, I would see people that I would, you know, like from, like, the party scene in the clubs. They would all be there with, like, tables and, like, bottle service. I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
I know.
Just because I used to go there Sundays for jazz night.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah, it was pretty funny, though, you know, because to see all that, it's like a meat market, you know, and mm-hmm. you see when you see the interaction between the men and the women, it's just amazing to me, you know. And
I know.
So, you know, and it confirmed what I thought. And that is, when you're a beautiful woman, you never pay for your drinks. Right. Right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. You just pretend you're going to pay for your drink, and then somebody buys it for you.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've never, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Never really been in that, like, you know, situation, being like, you know, on your own as a single girl. Like, usually if I'm going somewhere, like, I'm just there, like, my friends have a table, and then, you know, I'm just kind of forced to drink, you know, vodka all night, you know, instead of like, oh, I'll go to the bar and, you know, get, you know, whiskey or something that I want. You know, but now it's like, it was different, you know, like that when you're like with somebody, but then when you're single, you know, I think I might've told the story, but my, you know, my girlfriend and I were both like newly single at this place, and we didn't really know anybody that had a table. So we're like, gosh, like, you know, we gotta get some guys to buy us some drinks. You know, how does this work? You know, we're kind of new at this whole thing. And literally 2 seconds later, two guys walk up to us. They're like, hey, can we buy you a drink?
Yeah. And probably the next
like,
thing
oh,
they
that
told
was
you.
Easy.
The next thing they told you is, oh, you're so beautiful, right? After
oh,
the drink.
Course,
yeah,
of course.
You see, that's a thing. That's
but
what
you know
I kept
what?
Seeing there.
We actually had very nice, like, conversation. And
no, I'm sure you did.
You know,
I'm
they
sure
don't, you know, they don't always, you know, of course, I'm sure they're always hoping, but it's.
Oh, are you
like,
kidding? They're stripping you in their mind as they're talking to you. Are you kidding me?
But you know what? That's you meet some interesting people that way.
No,
it's
absolutely.
Just a great way to have,
no argument.
You know, conversation, because it's like, okay, like, you know, some girls are just mean. They'll just like take the drink and be like, thanks, bye. But it's like, I don't mind getting to know people. You know what I mean? As long as you're not like a straight up creeper, you know, like I'll talk to you. I'll be your friend. I'll get to know you. I mean, and who knows? Maybe if... You know, we hit it off and we have that chemistry. Maybe I'll date you. I mean, who knows, you know? So it's not all bad.
It all starts from a drink, yeah.
Yeah. No, but last night was much needed. We had like a, you know, hardcore, like mandatory, like girls session. It was great.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was so nice. It was like one of those things, you know, like there's different kinds of girls' nights, which is something I'm learning now, having, you know, more like, you know, girlfriends to hang out with instead of, you know, just a boyfriend or like guy friends.
Right.
Is having a group of girlfriends. You know, there's nights that you go out and you're kind of like on the prowl, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, like kind of making small talk with each other, but at the same time, like looking around the room, like, okay, you know, who can we pounce on, you know? And then there's like the nights where it's like, we need to sit in a quiet corner and just like hash it out. And then it's just all like girl talk, advice, you know, like stuff like that. And then it's like, boom, like, do not bother us. This is, we are not looking tonight. This is just for
really?
Us.
So that's what you project, huh?
And to, oh yeah, for
and
sure.
And guys don't try?
I guess they still do, but yeah, like, we, you know, we make sure, like, last night I went to this cute little place. I pass by it all the time. It's on Sunset. It's called, it starts with a T, and it's called, like Trocadero or something. I don't even know, but it's got like the Christmas lights on the outside. It's really like small and dark inside. Mm-hmm. And it was just great. So we just had like our little table in the corner, and we were just like, all right, we just kind of like hunkered down and just had like real girl talk.
Let's see, like solve the world's problems.
And it was great, because we're all kind of going through like similar situations in our life, you know, so we can just kind of share our ideas and give each other advice. And it's really nice. I've never really had like a core group of female friends like this.
That's really
so it's
cool.
Really, yeah, it's, yeah. It was much, much, much needed.
Amazing.
So
okay.
It was very nice.
Okay, cool. Well, we have guests in the studio today. In fact, we have several guests and they're going to switch and waiting patiently. So guys, go ahead and get closer to the mic so we can talk to you. We have Yael. Good morning and welcome to the show, Yael.
Good morning.
And we have, did you say Stefan or Stefan?
Steph is fine.
Steph.
Steph.
Steph is good enough. Okay. I thought only girls go by Steph, but I guess not.
That's the mystery.
Yeah.
It actually comes from Stefano, because I'm Italian. So.
Oh, really? You're Italian?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Nice.
Were you born in Italy?
No, I grew up there for a while, though, and my mom's a fob. Fresh off the boat. So
what's a fob?
Fresh off the boat.
Oh,
fresh
I see.
Boat,
okay.
Yeah.
Duh, I'm a little slow this morning. So, well, this is cool. So, Yael, you have a very interesting project that you're working on, or an endeavor, whatever you want to call it, and it's called Your Music Company.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about what it is.
Your Music Company is a new record label, integrated platform, crowdfunding platform. And this crowdfunding model is totally new and the first in the United States, because this model permits to the fans to get royalties on the sales generated by the album they invested in.
I see. Okay, so they get royalties, the artist.
Yes. Okay. The fans will share who invest in an album, in album project on the yourmusiccompany.com. Will share 25% of the royalties generated by the sales.
I see. So so what kind of artists do you feature on there? Is that like pretty much indie artists, or how does it work?
No, the artists what are you looking for are whatever the genre. The talent is the most important thing for us.
I see.
Whatever the age. Whatever the style, the talent is so important for me as a CEO, and because I started my career as an artist, and I understand perfectly what's happened.
Right.
When you are an artist, what you are feeling, what you're feeling, and in this company, we would like to create a bond with. Between the artist, the fans, and the company.
Oh, nice. That's cool. So when was it started? When did you start this, the company?
I started to work on this project in 2009. Mm. I was in France with my partner, Christelle Gidouin. Mm. And we moved from France in the United States, in L.A., to create and launch this company.
I see. Okay. So were you born and raised in France?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so had you been to the United States before you brought your company here?
Just once for vacation.
For vacation.
And it was in Florida, Miami.
Florida? Okay. And, so you've never been to L.A. before?
No, never.
Really?
And I remember with Crystal when we made the first trip for the company.
Right.
It was just we were in the fly and with our business plan.
Right.
And we know that our market research, we knew that it was in LA or in LA.
Okay.
And when we were on the flight, we said, we hope that we love this city, because we never know.
We never
went, and we don't know anybody.
Right.
And it was.
That takes a lot of courage to do, huh? I mean,
yes,
to move to a place you've never been to before.
My friends and my family said, "You are so brave to do this,
right?
And to because we give up everything in France." Because we believe so strong in this company, because we think that the time has come to share the power with the fans and the artists.
Right.
We are in the new era of the music industry, and I think honestly that this model will be revolutionary in this company, in this music industry.
But how is this? I mean, I'm trying to understand how this is different from another like licensing arrangement. Where artists get the royalties.
Yes. As I told you, we want to be fair with everybody.
Right.
And we think that the artists have to be, have to earn money.
Right.
And we propose to the artist to get 25% royalties without recoup.
Uh-huh.
And because it's very important for the artist to earn money
early.
And because if the artist is happy, the company is happy.
I see.
We have to understand that the success of the company is the success of the artist.
There is
no success in the with the company if there is no success for the artist.
I see.
And
yeah, go ahead.
I just want to interject real quick just to clarify. So not only artists are getting royalties, but fans are getting royalties.
Really?
Yeah, so fans.
For listening.
No, they invest. They're fanvestors.
Oh, I see.
We're calling them fanvestors. So they invest in the project. They become like mini producers.
Right.
And they get royalties for life of the song.
Right.
That's the difference.
I see. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good idea. I mean, that's a pretty interesting model to do. So how did you come up with that? I mean, so you were a musician before that, an artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a songwriter. I was. I am.
Right.
But for now, I can understand what's happened when you are an artist.
Right.
And it's a reason why I want to be very close to them.
Right.
Because they need to, an artist has to be surrounded by a team.
I see. Okay. Makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay, well, Yael, you wanted to bring in some of the artists and stuff like that.
Because we have, in this company, we have the chance to have signed two very talented artists, Steph Diem and Georgia Jane.
Oh, okay.
And there will be next stars.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we have their music here, so we'll play it in a minute as well. Okay, so go ahead and send her in. And what was her name, you said? The other artist?
Georgia Jane.
Georgia, okay. So, okay, go ahead. So thank you so much, Yael,
for joining us.
It sounds like a very interesting thing. It's called Your Music Company, and the website is yourmusiccompany.com. So, well, this is very cool. So now we'll talk to Steph and Georgia a little bit and find out from the artists themselves.
Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. All right, Steph, so... So how did you find out about this?
Okay. Basically, I've been out in LA for about 7 years, you know, doing the grind, the hustle.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a roller coaster, have, you know, a lot of strikes and gutters, up and downs.
Right.
But actually last year, I was approached by them. I was approached by Yael.
Uh-huh.
And how that happened was we have a mutual friend who was performing on 3rd Street.
Right. Get closer to the mic.
So we have a friend that was performing on 3rd Street Promenade.
Right.
And so they were interested in his music, but through his profile found me, contacted me.
Wow.
And we just hit it off and, you know, had some meetings and we were both on the same page about, you know, my music and the vision. And it's really nice when you actually have people that listen and... you know, understand, because she comes from an artist background. So
I see. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
She's not just a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where did you move from?
I moved from Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, I've kind of been everywhere. We were in Arizona because my fob mother from Italy, she's always loved cowboy culture, which is why she met my American cowboy dad, because he was in Italy.
Yeah.
And she was dressed in, you know, big cowboy hat, Levi's and boots, so he tried to talk to her, and you know, the rest is history.
But yeah.
So that's why we were in Arizona. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. But I came out here from Arizona right after high school for music. I went to Musicians Institute for guitar.
Right.
And then I've been actually back and forth between here and Italy, because I did a talent show there and, you know, kind of been doing that whole thing. So I actually moved back to LA a couple years ago from Milan.
Oh, okay.
And,
so you've been around.
I've been around, yeah.
And you're pretty young, too. I mean, so you've had a chance to travel quite a bit.
Luckily, yes.
Yeah. Now, what brought you to L.A.? I mean, how old were you when you decided you're going to move from Arizona to here?
I mean, I decided I wanted to when I was like 13. I always knew I wanted to come to L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody in Arizona really just wants to be in L.A.
Huh?
Yeah. But no, I moved out at 18, right after high school.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
my Italian mother,
yeah,
tried to tell an Italian mom, you know, to take her kids away.
Right.
You know, usually Americans want to keep their, you know, no, they want to send their kids off. Get out of the house.
Right.
18.
Exactly.
She doesn't want to let us go.
No, she wanted you to stay. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, two little sisters. They're actually, they're all out here.
Oh,
really? My family followed me. So.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now you're not alone here. Yeah. That's
nice.
Cool. Well, we'll get to your music in just a minute. And we just want to talk to Georgia a little bit.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Georgia.
Thank you.
Of course. And so you're the other big artist, I guess, on your music company.
Yeah, I'm the other one in funding, actually.
I see. Okay. And so tell us how you got involved with this.
That's a pretty amazing story, actually. My grandpa was sitting at the same table as Yael in France at a wedding. And then as they were talking, they figured out that she was moving to LA to create a music label.
Uh-huh.
And he told her that he had a granddaughter living in San Diego trying to make it in the music industry.
Uh-huh.
So they exchanged number, and then I got a hold of her as soon as they got in LA. And then she told me, just send me something that you're working on right now, and kind of liked it. So she asked me to come up with a demo and then just like audition for them. So I got there, I think it was in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. And then I just auditioned like any other artist. And at the end of the audition, it just like, it went very well.
Wow, very cool.
Isn't it funny how that stuff just works out?
You know,
just being in the right place at the right time.
Exactly,
and the right connections.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
so
very cool.
Were you like, were you into music early on in your life?
I was, yeah. I was classically trained for the piano for about 13 years in music school in France. And then I studied a little bit of guitar. I'm not so good with it.
Yeah.
And then I did jazz, vocal jazz for a while too.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Now, so you grew up in San Diego?
Not at all.
No, huh?
No.
So how did you end up in San Diego?
I'm born and raised in France. And
really?
I mean, listen to her. You hear, actually, your English is really good.
Thank you.
Accent is very, very minimal.
No, it is.
Thank
That's
you.
Why
you
I was asking.
Worked hard on it.
And she's got a tattoo in Hebrew that says music on it.
Right?
Did you know that?
Yep.
And I only see half of it, but I know what the word is.
Ah.
See, I'm smart.
Fancy, Sam. Yeah. Look at you.
So it's pretty interesting that both you and Yael have some kind of connection to Hebrew and Israel and all that, huh?
Yeah, like I'm from a Jewish family,
right,
but they are all from France and in Algeria.
I see, okay.
And then she is, if I'm not mistaken, French and Moroccan.
Right.
So, like, there is, like, similarities, yeah.
I see. Wow, what a small world.
Right?
There, huh? Yeah, I guess. But you said, you did say it was your grandfather, so there is some kind of a connection.
Like,
there.
It's just, like, it was...
They're probably hanging out with the same people.
They had, like, a friend in common, and then they
right.
were sitting at the same table, and then when they started, like, you know, socializing and talk, that's what they came out with this, I'm moving to L.A. for music, and my
right.
granddaughter is in San Diego. So, but I came in San Diego in 2007.
I see. Okay. And what brought you there? Did you move by yourself or with
I moved
your family?
By myself. No.
Really?
Yeah. I left everybody
wow.
home. I took my suitcases and just like say, okay, I'm going.
Yeah.
I came here for dance actually.
Really?
Yep. Like when I Google, I was a hip hop dancer and that's what I wanted to do. And when I Google hip hop dance, I got New York, which was a little too big for me, uh-huh. LA, which was still a little too big, and then
right.
San Diego.
Right.
So I was okay, mm-hmm. I'll try that.
Yeah, I know. I was the same way. When I came from Israel, you know, I wanted to, I had a choice of either wherever I had family, you know, so I had family in New York. Or in Vegas, and I thought New York is too big, so I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
And that was interesting. But we all end up in LA somehow.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. All right, well, let's get to some of your music. And so, Steph, we have two songs of yours.
Yeah.
And did you write the songs?
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter, so
I see.
Definitely.
And so, and what about the production of it and the arrangement and
so
all that?
The production usually starts, you know, I'll make it like a home demo.
Right.
And I like to kind of have some ideas of how I want, you know, the beat and, you know, the music as well as, you know, my harmonies and whatnot. But then we take it to somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Right.
And then they just make it even better.
I see. So, wow, that's yeah. awesome. Okay, so we have two of your songs here.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want us to play first?
Let's start with Giving It All to You.
Giving It All to You. Okay.
Yeah.
And Steph, what's your last name, Steph?
I go by Steph DM.
Steph DM. Okay, sounds good to me. Giving It All to You, and this is Steph.
I can't define planning tense, but we have so much more. Held down by his hand like he had you once before. Maybe I should make a plan, take a stand for should
very cool. I'm going to fade it just a little too soon so we can get to all the other songs.
I like
as well. It is pretty cool. So
it's fun, upbeat.
Yeah. When did you write this song?
I've had this song for a while. Just never found anybody to really make it come out how it should. And now, this one was actually produced by Jamie Jones and the Heavyweights.
Okay.
And they are definitely the right team for that song. So,
I see.
Yeah, wow. It's going to be even better. I think, you know, we've been talking about with Jamie, you know, the vision that we want for this song. So this is the demo, but just wait until the real one comes
out.
Okay,
we'll wait until then.
Well, it's a good start, that's for sure.
No, yeah, I mean, it sounds very professional.
You get the idea, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in this company, the fans, or like you call them, fanvestors,
yeah,
they actually invest in your career, right? It's just like a record company would.
Yeah, they pretty much invest in an album more than the career. So
I see.
What happened is, instead of like just giving you support with the love and with like all the encouragement you can get,
right,
like the label offered the opportunity for a fan to invest in the first album for now.
Right.
And so they will get reward on every sale that the album is going to generate. Like, for instance, I am a fan investor for Steph.
Okay.
I'm proud to be.
How cool.
So it's something, you know, like I think it's about time to go against downloading for free, and then to go against the monopoly that company had on artists and every sale.
Right.
I think it's about time to involve everybody and to start rewarding everybody to like buy music and make this industry living.
Right.
So it's a really good concept.
That's true. Yeah, for sure. Now, so people actually invest in your career, invest in the album, invest in the music. What would compel somebody? I mean, you have to be, I mean, make them pretty confident that they're going to get their money's worth.
Yeah, well, there is no major risk in terms of, like, if the founding is not completed in the time that is given to you to finish it,
right,
they will get complete refund, like 100% of their money back.
Right.
So that's the security.
Right.
And then on the other hand, like, when the label decide to, like, open for funding an artist, like, we make sure that we have a heavy team behind it with, like, Grammy-winning producer and then people that really know what they are doing. So there's a pretty good chance that after that, the album do good or at least decent.
Right.
And then, like, even if it's just decent, there is a reward for the fans. Like, you get return on your investment.
Wow, that's pretty cool, yeah. And that's what crowdfunding pretty much is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people just, you go based on a lot of people putting in a little bit of money and then it adds up and so
forth. Yeah, yeah. This one, however, is revolutionary because usually, you know, in crowdfunding campaigns in the past, you know, you donate. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you get like a signed T-shirt or I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Cool. But, you know, but this is the first time people can actually make money.
That's true. Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, Georgia, we have a couple of your songs. Which one should we get to?
You can go with GJ because I actually co-write that one with Steph DM right here.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And GJ is Georgia Jane, right?
Exactly. Yep.
There
self-title.
You go.
Okay.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Yes, Georgia Jane.
DJ's coming DJ. On your radio,
right?
Super yeah, cute.
It's a catchy tune. It's
Thank
a
you.
Did you write this tune?
We did. Yeah, we co-write actually.
And oh, really? Together?
Yeah, together. And then we base it on an original ID from Yale Benamor.
Right.
So it was a like YMC product.
Right. Now, are you guys the only two artists on the company so far on the label?
We're not. We are the only one open for founding.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
For funding, right? Yep.
But there is a lot of us now, like probably over 15 artists right now.
Yeah,
I see. Wow. And so now I see there's a performance coming up. You guys want to talk about that a little bit? Let us know.
We have a show next Thursday, the 19th, at the Mint. It's on Pico, 6010 Pico, I think. But so we're going to be actually sharing the stage. We're going to be sharing. That's okay. We're going to be sharing the stage together for the first time next Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
For the first time.
For the first time together,
So. Wow. But you perform separately and stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not together.
So you do like live performances and
sure.
things like that.
Yeah.
Sounds and you choreograph good. All your, you know, dance
I
moves.
I did, yeah.
I can see that being a very dancey song. I'm like, oh, man, I just know it. She's all, like, breaking
exactly.
it down. She's got something going on.
She can tell further.
This is cool. So let's get to a couple new, a couple more songs. And the next one, let's see. Steph, tell me, because I mixed
no
up
problem.
The songs.
No problem. Yeah, the next song is Head Out the Window.
Head Out the
it's
Window.
It's actually the title track. To my album. So.
Oh, I see. And is your album out yet, or are you still?
No, we're both in funding. As soon as the funding's done,
I see.
We're going to be finishing the album with these songs that you hear, but just produce better.
Right.
And then we launch it.
And I see that your goals are like like 180,000.
Yeah, mine's a little bit over 181,000. Hers is over 127.
And how do you figure how much it's going to cost you to do that?
I mean, it's pretty easy to kind of figure out what your costs are going to be based on, you know, who your producers are, how much studio time you're going to need, the musicians you want to call. So more or less, I mean, obviously we're going to make a budget that is a little bit more safe so that we're not sorry.
Yeah.
But it also includes the price of a music video. So we're going to do the album and then a music video for the single.
I see. Okay. And those still work, those music videos? I mean, you
I
know,
guess
without
so.
TV?
I mean, you know what? I mean, YouTube videos really make or break an artist nowadays.
It's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah.
So, yeah. YouTube is a bunch of videos. I mean, like, that's usually what comes up. Like, if I'm trying to think of a song, you know, that's the first thing that comes up are the music videos. I just go to YouTube.
Yep.
And then you get, like, the lyrics, too.
And that's
right?
Why I'm gonna take a good girl. I know you want it.
There you go.
There you go. What do you remember from that? Yeah.
The video.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. A bunch of naked chicks. Oh,
okay.
God.
So, Steph DM, we're going to listen to your next song, Head Out the Window.
Cool.
Someone said life is an open road, but all I've seen is construction zones. Trying to navigate this pavement by doing what I'm told, and I'm skipping through the AM station to find another. I wanna live with my head out the window, roll it down, and when they say hold it tight and let go, spin me around, say that I should keep my feet on the ground, telling me to keep my eyes on the road, just take the wheel, I don't need all this control, my head's out the window, my head's out the window, yeah, yeah, like the ocean tide and the pole of the moon, gotta learn to live. Keep my feet on the ground, telling me to keep my eyes on the road. with my head out the window. Roll it down, and when they say hold tight and let go, spin me around, saying I should keep my feet on the ground, telling me to keep my eyes on the road, just take the wheel, I don't need all this control.
Steph DM. I like that DM thing. You know, like DMC.
That's right. Represent.
Wow. So, well, we're talking to Steph, Steph and Georgia, who are artists under the label Your Music Company, and the website is yourmusiccompany.com. Now, can new artists apply for this? I mean, is this something that's ongoing?
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. What you do is like you can go online and you create an artist profile.
Right.
You upload your demos, you upload your bio, your picture, video that you have, and then it's submitted to approval by the company.
Right.
And as soon as you're approved, you just pop up online.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
As simple as that.
Right. And so how do they help you? They set up all the funding and everything, the website, they manage all that stuff.
The company?
Right.
Yeah, they basically, they've been facilitating a lot of things with obviously promoting the funding, explaining it. You know, we've been making videos with the company, you know, so that we can kind of get the, you know, the idea across, the vision. You know, but we've already started talking about, you know, all the aspects of our launch, you know, how we want the music to sound, how we want the videos to be made, who we want on the record. You know, that's kind of how they figured the budget, you know. So it's great to be able to make something without compromise.
Right.
And they understand, you know, your needs and, you know, exactly how you want your sound. I mean, it's amazing because, I mean, in all the years that I've been out here and when I was in Italy, and I'm sure Georgia can tell you from her experiences, you know, generally, you know, especially major companies, and, you know, they have their purpose, but they usually take somebody and then they kind of make you how they want
they
you.
They want to, yeah, right. mold you into mainstream.
And here you get creative freedom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, totally, that's pretty cool.
And support.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. That's really cool. Okay, so artists, you can go to yourmusiccompany.com and get more information. I haven't gotten on the website yet. I will in just a minute. And there's going to be a performance of both Steph and Georgia at the Mint LA, which is on 6010 West Pico Boulevard in L.A., and that's December 19th, right?
Yep.
What day of the week is that? That's like
Thursday,
right?
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday.
A week from today, yeah. I see. Okay, well, Georgia, let's play your next song also. So
so that will be Time to Let Go?
Well, almost. Time to Let Go.
Yep.
Okay, that's the name of the song. I thought you meant, okay.
Not yet. Time to Let Go.
Let me go. Let me get out of here. All right, so let's listen to George's next song here.
Yeah.
like this one.
Thank you.
Me
it's very
too.
Cool.
Thank you.
It's got a good beat to it.
We co-write it, actually, Steph DM, Eric Nicolo, and myself on this one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how do you write a song together? Is it hard? I mean, you know, because everybody's probably pulling in different directions or something, no?
Not for us.
No.
Something clicked. Something clicked, yeah. Really? So we actually, there were, you know, several collaborations. But, you know, you have to have, obviously, everybody has their muses.
Right.
But, you know, you have to bring that energy together. And, you know, this is great because she has a lot to say, believe it or not. She has a lot to say.
I believe it.
It's easy when, you know, you want to write with an artist rather than for an artist. There's a big difference. And, you know, with Georgia, it's always writing with the artist because she's so creative and she's musical and lyrical. She has a lot on her mind, you know. So that's different. You know, I've written for artists sometimes, and that's not as fun as actually writing with the artist.
I see. Okay, well, that makes sense, you know. Okay, well, your music company, and it says the process is simple. You explore the artists on the website and listen to their submitted demos. You select an artist, invest a minimum of $10, so that's not a lot, and then you gain ownership of royalty percentage from the investment, and you make money that way. So essentially, you, people become partners with you in your career.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a journey with everybody involved. Like, and it's like a big happy family. That's what we're trying to do.
It's like they want to promote you even more. So they
gain
more and more investors and more people.
Exactly.
Into
that's
a very it's a very cool concept. This is the first I've ever heard of anything like this. So.
Yeah.
Very
That's
neat.
Cool. Well, so yeah, and definitely artists are encouraged as well to go on the website and you know, and join. And I guess I see you can create an account and start voting and all that stuff. So this is very cool. So the website is yourmusiccompany.com, and we've had Steph and Georgia on the show. Folks, thank you so much. You
thank
guys are
you
a
guys.
Lot of fun.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
We wish you a lot of success with your careers. I mean, you're young, you know, you still have your whole life ahead of you. And I've always wanted to be a singer too, but there was no crowdfunding back then, you know.
We have a show next week.
Late.
Yeah, you want to come sit in next week, Sam?
No, but I'll try and make your performance for sure.
Oh, nice.
You know,
that would
be
great.
Cool. Okay. And so thanks to Yael as well, the CEO of the company. And that's it for us, Mia.
All righty.
All right. So we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.